Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week, we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the week. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/OdalisMunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Notes and diamonds, this salvation is not of yourselves of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. To understand how God sees you, try to think of these two things. 1. A 5-pound note. What makes it more valuable than any other piece of paper of equal size? The wealth and stability of the government whose signature is on it. You can crumple that 5-pound note up, step on it, even tear it in two, and tape it back together again, and its worth is still the same. 2. A diamond. If you rub a diamond in the dirt, it's still a diamond, albeit a dirty one, but it has not lost its value. Now, we must point out that to truly appreciate the beauty of the diamond, you would have to get the dirt off it and then restore it to its original luster. What's the point of these two illustrations? Your value in God's eyes as His redeemed child doesn't change or diminish when you get dirty, stepped on, or torn apart by life and circumstances. That's because your true worth is determined not by your efforts but by the price Jesus paid for you on the cross. There, the great exchange took place. All your sins from the cradle to the grave were laid on Him. And when you accept Him as your Savior, all His righteousness is transferred to you. You don't have to strive for it. It's a gift. This salvation is not of yourselves of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God. Prayer point. Father, I come to you messy, broken in places, and imperfect, but I praise and thank you that whatever my past sins and mistakes I make, my value in your eyes doesn't change. Thank you for your gift of salvation. I pray that I will never forget to be grateful for Jesus' sacrifice for me. Thank you for loving me as your redeemed child. May your love inspire me to do my best for you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters YouVersion Bible.